dropping out of the atmosphere and down to ground level to engage the new world order. It is the fourth and final hour of Overdrive Transmission, and Max Kaiser joining us from the land of the froggies in the main city, Paris. We're going to go to Thomas, Sonny, John, and Cedric. And that's it for calls, though I love them, because I've got a bunch of news I want to go over with Mr. Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com, linked up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's go to the calls right now. We got a lot more on the plate that Kaiser's going to cover here. Thomas in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going? First, I want to give you a big shout-out and thanks for everything that you do. I was just calling because I'm a swim coach, and I work with little kids every day, and I just want to say that it's terrible seeing what some of these parents are doing with their little kids. You know, as far as nutrition goes and as far as the vaccines and the flu shots, I've seen little kids come in, you know, all excited and running around and happy, and then they go get their vaccines for school and jacked up with these flu shots, and they come in, and literally, it's like they're a zombie. They're walking.
Oh, yeah, mission complete. Read the insert. Total brain damage. The parents love it.
They're not responding. They're walking around slow. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And these are like 6-7-year-old kids. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? And they're just slow. And the parents are like, oh, they're tired today. And it's like, no, man, you can't do that. Well,
I know. Listen, I've known neighbor kids that were happy and everything, and they got all the flu shots last year, and they're just like, hello, are you there? And they ain't ever coming back. Mommy and daddy got a little zombie now, and mommy and daddy like that, though. They take their kid up like the Babylonians and the Canaanites did and throw their kids into fiery pits to Baal or Moloch. No, now we throw them into fiery brain damage pits, and the parents are just like, oh, the sacrament, oh. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They just don't even understand. They're not educated. And so the thing is, our little girl, she comes home with a sheet, and it says, you know, she had to have a list of 5 vaccines because she doesn't have record of them because we never got her vaccinated. In order to go back to school. So we're like, 5 vaccines a girl.
By the way, it's not a law. It's all color of law. There's a waiver for that.
Yeah, listen. So we called up the principal. And we're like, you know, what's this about the vaccines? We read the law. We don't have to do that. And they said, oh, yeah, we know that. We just give it because we want the kids to be vaccinated. So they don't.
Oh, I know. It's so moral. And all the schools that got caught last year, we gave it even though the parents said no. Oopsie, we know best. And you're like, well, here's all the Rockefeller Foundation documents, how they're putting sterilants and brain damaging chemicals by design. Oh, shut up. I'm with the government. Inject. And kids are having convulsions. They're like, yeah. In fact, we have that video. Cue up the video for kids where the lady laughs and goes, and they inject the kid. Well, it's so again, there's the pure evil where lying is good for your own good. What's your take on that, Max Kaiser?
Well, I got 2 points. Number one, the kid should sue the parents for pharmacological abuse. They can make out like bandits. These kids should sue their parents. There's a lot of lawyers in America that will take on these cases, and they should go out and solicit these cases. They should advertise on kid shows, Saturday morning cartoons, to sue your parents for pharmacological abuse. Number two, I think a big growth industry in the next couple of years is going to be wrongful birth insurance. People are going to sue their parents for having allowed them to be born in a world where people are jabbing them with flu shots. And that the wrongful birth insurance for something like $5 or $10 a month is something that parents are going to be buying to protect themselves against their children suing them for wrongful birth.
And by the way, Max isn't joking about this. I mean, he's predicted so much that's come true. But going back to Thomas, it's your job to hand out to all the parents the actual drug insert and explain to them that even the British Medical Journal admits that flu shot doubled their chances of getting regular flu for the rest of their life. It's destroying their immune systems, and the government is not their friend. Stop being gullible slugs. But there's your criminality right there, that the school would lie about this. Thomas, we got 20 seconds left. You got another question for Kaiser you can answer after the break?
No, just real. On the local broadcast channels here, they've been playing Endgame on TV on Sundays. They've been playing it all day long. They've been playing the 9/11 truth. This is on the public access channel. So the
word spreads. Well done. We'll be right back. Another offensive.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
Hello, it's me, Sid the Science Kid, and I have a question. I'm getting the H1N1 vaccination, and I want to know why.
Sid, I'm Governor Mark Parkinson, and I think I can help. Kids run a higher risk of getting the H1N1 flu and developing serious complications. That's why the H1N1 vaccination is the best way to keep you and your community safe and healthy. You can learn more at flu.gov.
Thanks, Governor. See you later, scientists.
Now, that's one of the ads, but we have the actual TV piece where they're like, you know, the teacher's like, it might hurt a little, but it'll help a lot. And it shows the older kids, they induct the little kid, and then he gets to be cool because he takes a shot. I used to have dreams and think a lot. Now I'm going to have an autoimmune response. I'm going to lose a few million brain cells and be toxic, and you'll get cancer. It's going to be fun. But see, they don't really tell the kid that. It's a chemical weapon. Alex has got all the UN documents posted at Infowars.com. Get ready to be brain damaged, kid, and have your IQ reduced and your sperm count drop when you become fertile. It's part of the official UN eugenics program. No. It's like, oh, Sonny, get your shot. Here it is. I'm going to go to Max Kaiser.
Hey, kid.
Oh.
That virus, that's our goal. So come on, everybody, we're getting the shot. It might hurt a little bit,
just a little bit,
but it's gonna help a whole lot.
This vaccination is a great opportunity.
This gas chamber is a great opportunity. This firing squad's a great opportunity. Never mind the UN caught giving people syphilis. Never mind the fact.
If you don't give it to me,
I will give it to you. Like the UN giving people live polio. It's so much fun. Ho, ho, ho.
I will give it to you. Hey, here.
Your shot.
Ouch! But it's gonna help all.
Now you're gonna be mentally retarded.
Okay, isn't that sweet? It's so nice. It's so loving. Max Kaiser, what do you think of that?
Remember, you're never too young to sue your parents.
You know, we sit here and laugh at this stuff, folks, but, I mean, I pulled it up on air. You can just, in fact, we'll do it live on air for everybody right now. Just type in Rockefeller Foundation developed sterilants and vaccines, Infowars.com, and then we've got like a 10-part series, and then it links directly to the actual documents from the 60s. Or we can just type in, UN gave live polio to children, and you'll get CBS, AP, you name it. But it's always, they don't know why it happened. It was an accident. It killed a bunch of them, but it happens all over the world over and over again. Rockefeller Foundation, sterilize, Infowars.com, then it should pop up. If not, you can call Watson. He knows where it's all at. We got so many articles. There it is, Rockefeller Foundation article right there. We can click on that. I'm going to shut up and go back to Max Kaiser. Max, what do you think of eugenics and the overall population program? I mean, you're kind of saying we've got a toxic environment, but is the answer just get rid of all the people so that the bankers can enjoy the planet for themselves?
Well, the toxic environment is caused by corporations, and I don't see any differentiation between corporations and the globalists, as you call them. I mean, the corporations are mandated to make a profit, and that mandate does not include making any consideration for the risks that they're taking to the environment or to anyone's well-being. So the problem at the root is that the corporate charter, what makes a corporation, that needs to change. For example, corporations are protected under free speech, that even though they're making claims that are ridiculous, like these injections are going to be beneficial, and they're lying, they say we're protected under free speech because they say we're an individual. Now, that's something that they lobby for, and that's completely false. That has to change. Corporations, the way that corporations are chartered needs to completely change. There's a state of Delaware where every corporation in America virtually is chartered and incorporated in Delaware because the laws in Delaware allow for corporations to do all these nasty things. First thing we need to do, shut down all the Delaware incorporation that's going on and until further review. Force these companies to incorporate in the states where they do business and the countries where they do business. And that would immediately take away most of their ability to abuse the population in the name of profits without any accountability. Profits without any accountability is abuse.
But it's profits that also phase us out and then leave them with all of the resources and with air in their lungs, total domination, just getting us completely out of the way. So these profits are a means to an end. What do you think about the TSA? You know, the good news is even Brian Williams, the anchor, is saying he doesn't like it, then he's been groped. Ron Paul, all these prominent people are being abused. I think they're going to lose this fight. And what do you think of Big Sis trying to put, and are now putting, 9,000, I've seen the first videos of it going in Walmart, but other locations, not just Walmart, 9,000 locations, telescreens, where government forces its way into your life, into the market, into the streets, with messages about spying on your neighbor. I mean, isn't that really just about us spying on each other instead of spying on the corrupt government, the real terrorist?
Well, I think that the TSA is clearly an example of submission, which is psychological warfare, clearly. If you see your neighbor being sexually abused in public by a government official and you don't do anything about it, they've got you. You're submitting to corporate power and you are never going to be the same. And that's what that's all about. As far as spying goes and surveillance, somebody somewhere sold the government on the idea that they could get a discount on buying 50,000 or 50 million cameras. And the government, the bureaucracy that it is, said, yeah, okay, we'll take that deal, never thinking about the consequences. There's no accountability in government. There's no accountability in the corporate space.
Well, the corporate guys just pay off the politicians to buy their 50 million cameras.
Yeah, exactly. So unfortunately, government is now beholden to corporations. Corporations beholden to the banks. And there's no accountability. There's no transparency.
Yeah, I mean, I love mainline libertarians and anarchists and people with their overall idea of total liberty and small government. But what they don't get is they always say, Alex, don't blame corporations now. It's government. But corporations are bigger than most governments. They have private intelligence agencies. They've given themselves this fiat made-up immunity. They are lobbying for big government to steal our wealth. And so I understand the anarchist view, well, if you didn't have a big government, they couldn't get away with that. But, I mean, you know, regardless.
I'm glad you said this about libertarians, because we're on the same page here. The libertarian arguments I find incomplete in many ways. For the reasons you just suggested, that you can't give carte blanche to corporations that repeatedly break the law, and like these banks that get too big to fail, they get too big to obey the law, effectively. Plus, the idea of small government is okay as long as you have people obeying the law and not shrinking the government by getting rid of the laws to govern the corporations and the people who should be obeying some form of legal construct or constraint.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of basic rules, even to a wide-open game, because the minute you have total anarchy, in 5 seconds, a strong man's going to get a cache of arms, form his army, and come and literally play polo with your skull.
Competition thrives on the rules. You know, this is what makes competition exciting for the people who are engaging in the competition, is that they are all abiding by the same rules. Therefore, it's a game that they like to compete in. This is something that this government and this Obama administration doesn't seem to get through their thick skull, that by imposing stricter environmental rules, you actually are going to increase competition, increase alternative industries to compete with these entrenched oligarchs in the oil and gas business. More rules fairly adjudicated increases competition, will increase jobs. The idea that it's the opposite effect is ludicrous, and the proof is in the pudding. Unemployment skyrocketing, America losing its competitiveness, and the kleptocrats running the show.
But again, the megabanks openly are the progenitors of the carbon tax environmental movement as we know it. Their system is only let the megas operate, shut everybody else down through a fake environmental iron fist.
My solution to the carbon emissions problem, the global warming problem, is to let competition reign. Let the alternative energy industry and the alternative sector of the economies give them a shot at competing. Do not,
well, Kaiser, what do you do about megacorporations always buying up all the new patents?
Teddy Roosevelt had the answer. You break them up. It's not in anyone's interest in America to have megacorporations, too big to fail banks, and megacorporations running the show. Teddy Roosevelt recognized this. He broke them up.
But, Max, we have the coldest winter in 1,000 years. I mean, I've really interviewed scores of scientists, looked at the history. Just 200,000 years ago, carbon dioxide was much higher than it is now. It's been dozens and dozens, something like 50-something times higher, in the past. I mean, just the whole way the environmental movement has been set up is they're a bunch of communists at the grassroots run by wicked bankers who don't want competition, and they're going to use environmentalism to shut down all their competition. It's the opposite of what you're saying.
It is the opposite of what I'm saying. I'm saying to encourage competition, regardless of what your thoughts are on the global warming debate.
Sure, no one can deny that oil is dirty and has all these toxic byproducts that they can't get rid of, so they put it in your water, saying it's, a mineral, fluoride and all of this. I understand all that.
There's some competition. Well, there's a lot of alternative energies. Buckminster Fuller invented an electric car back in the 1920s, I believe, but he was snuffed out by the three big players, Firestone Tires, Exxon Gas, And
that's like the tire makers and the car makers openly shutting down all the great trolleys that had been organically grown by people buying their tickets. And now we're designed for cars. We're sprawled. We have to have them because you now can't set up a transportation bus or train grid that'll work the way we're set up. They've got us. Be right back.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss.
the next 10, 15 minutes is going to be Max Geiser's latest special on Monsanto that is very avant-garde for something like RT. I mean, for mainline television, it is pretty risque because they are a litigious lot, to say the least. But Max Geiser is our guest. We're going to take a few more calls, and then in our final segment with Max, we're going to get more into some other news items I want to raise and other points that he thinks is important on the radar for 2011. Again, if you don't know who I am, I'm Alex Jones. If you're driving along listening to us for the first time, I'm a syndicated radio host. I've been on air now almost 16 years. And, of course, I'm a documentary filmmaker. And our news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Max Geiser is the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange predictive trading system, widely used in a lot of other systems today. He also has hosted TV shows in the U.S., England, you name it, and is an analyst, just an overall pundit analyzing what's happening. I want to get more into gold and silver and the type of manipulation we've seen today trying to drive it down that's always, in the last few years, been followed by even bigger heights and when he sees it going back up. But Sonny in Indiana, you've been a real trooper. You're on the air with Max Geiser. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's so great to talk to you, and thank you to you and Max and everybody in your team. You've been super empowering and inspirational. My family and I have been following you for 6 years now, and I called today. I just wanted to let you know about our efforts in the InfoWar. My daughter is 8 years old, and we talked about it and decided that out of all the issues that you cover, chemtrails have been the most obvious. Everybody can see it. You know, all you got to do is walk outside and look up. And she decided to make bracelets in an effort to fund the Coalition Against Geoengineering. And she has a little Etsy page. It's called blueskybracelets.etsy.com. And I just wanted to let you and your listeners know about that. And hopefully we'll raise some awareness.
Absolutely. Get the truth out, Sonny. And geoengineering, I think I mentioned this earlier with Max. I mean, they've gone from denying all this to now we learn governments, private corporations, they're doing it everywhere. And Bill Gates has bought heavily into it. And we know that they can manipulate the weather. And Max, there's a lot of evidence that they are already engaging in drought creation and other things. We know the CIA has been caught releasing insects, you name it, different bacterial or fungus infections. And there's a lot of evidence that we're under attack here as well, not just by government, but big agribusiness. Max Geiser, appreciate the call, Sonny.
And geoengineering is obviously a disaster. I mean, the same people who are destroying the geology and the environment, how are they going to come up with a plan to reverse it? You know, it's ridiculous. But let me make two or three quick points, if I might, on the trend watch. Number one, seasteading. You know what that is?
Well, you know what? I would love to know what it is. We've got to reconnect again for the final segment coming up. You've been with us for an hour now, or over an hour, and your phone faded out once. Now it's doing it again. So we're going to call you right back, Max, with a fresh line, because I want to hear these trends. We're not going to just get your predictions, but your trends in 2011 coming up and what people can individually do to respond to all this corruption. And there's now a new video out that we've got up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that I'm really hot to play after Max leaves us, coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. I want to play this video / audio on air for all the listeners. But while we're waiting for Max to come back, let's get John in Georgia on. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir.
Good. I'm a long-time listener and long-time researcher and first-time caller. First of all, I wanted to make a couple of real quick points to Max Geiser, if he's back on. He mentioned the pollution, you know, involved with the bird incident. And I wanted to just mention that the biggest polluters in history, of course, have traditionally been totalitarian governments. And, of course,
yeah, look at Russia. Look at China. I mean, it's classic.
Exactly. And the second point was he had advised some young, aspiring young journalists to purchase a new dictionary, and I would revise that to say he needs to buy an 1848 Webster's dictionary, and he might get some accurate definition.
I tell you what, John, stay there. Not only is John cogent and focused and well-spoken, he has something I don't ever really hear anymore, a telephone I can actually understand. This is magic right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Expose the bad, then we can't protect the good. And I just want to say this. We have a wonderful planet. There are so many good people. There are so many beautiful and wonderful and honorable things in this world. My family is so great. My wife, my children. It is just magic and wonderful how good it is. And that's why I get disgusted and angry at the globalist, at the New World Order system, because I know they've made decisions to hate their fellow humankind and to do really bad things. I know they've committed crime upon crime upon crime, and I'm tired of them. But John in Georgia, we got Max back on another line from France. Restate your questions quickly, and then I want to get Max's take, and then you counter back. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make that point about the dictionary. You know, he recommended that to an aspiring young journalist, and I would recommend that he get an 1848 Webster's Dictionary, and he might have some accurate definitions.
Yeah, they have been memory-holing a lot of the definitions. But you also wanted to point out that authoritarian systems always create the worst environments, where the Russians would just throw reactors in a lake. Communist Chinese, their rivers just set on fire. I mean, was that directed at Max? I mean,
absolutely. Totality. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, just talking about it, the dictionary immediately opened up a conversation about the dictionary. You know, so immediately the knowledge is infectious. So you're saying, oh, 1848 dictionary. Oh, okay, I will. I'm going to check it out. So this is what we're talking about. When you start talking about the actual words that go into the sentences, that go into the paragraphs, that go into the pages, that go into the essays, that go into the screeds, that go into the Constitution, it all starts with words. And when you're talking about words, there's a place to go find words. Most people you talk to today who say, oh, I'm a journalist, they don't really know much about words. And yet words are the fundamental particle of the journalistic trade. So get familiar with words.
Yes, interesting point, Max. Anything else, John?
Oh, yeah. The reason for my call initially, the bird story. I was watching NBC Nightly News last night with Brian Williams, and they were trying to find all these possible explanations for these tens of thousands of blackbirds dropping out of the air, and I'm from Arkansas. I grew up there. And, of course, it's one of the greatest duck hunting states or places in North America. So, you know, I thought I'd, you know, what he mentioned just blew me away. He said that, well, it could be fireworks combined with celebratory gunfire. And when he came up with that, I thought, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, Arkansas is not Baghdad. There is not celebratory fire going on.
Celebratory gunfire. That blew me away. So I thought I'd tell you a story, maybe, you know, a little bit to... back in the 1970s, I lived on the left coast, and I was a manufacturer's rep for firearms manufacturers. And one of the companies we represented was Beretta. They make a very high-quality line of high-end shotguns. And so occasionally we'd run across a buyer that we'd want to take back to Arkansas to go duck hunting. And, you know, I thought to myself, oh, yeah, you know, we'd go out in those soybean fields and we'd pop out of the blinds and fire, you know, two or three shots because we had over and unders or plugged, you know, barrels. But, you know, it didn't take much. You couldn't miss. There'd be clouds of 500,000 that would darken the sky. And, you know, one shot would be enough. You know, the rest would all die of heart attacks. And we'd just be pelted and rained on. You know, it would destroy the cars and everything. And if you believe that, why? I just wanted to comment and say, no, this is absolutely insanity that they actually believe that the American public would accept a story like that.
Well, you're right. Max, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, look this up. I think a lot of you will find this very fascinating. Do you remember that show Flipper on TV with the dolphin?
Well, look, I mean, I know
Let me finish. Do you remember that show Flipper on TV?
Yeah, I thought you were asking a question. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Flipper, at the end of his life, a lot of people don't realize this, but Flipper committed suicide. Flipper the dolphin committed suicide. Animals can commit. Look it up on Google. That you'll find out that Flipper committed suicide. Animals commit suicide.
Yeah. Well, birds will pull their feathers out and peck themselves to death.
I've had it with humans, and they're committing suicide. They've had it. They're sick of us, and they'd rather kill themselves than live another day with these disgusting pig human beings.
Max, let me ask you a question. How do the birds pulverize their organs into liquid blood? They're claiming just bumping into each other would do this. I've shot plenty of dove and quail about the same size as these starlings. And let me just tell you, when little BBs hit them with a lot more force than birds colliding, nothing turns to mush. It just shoots little holes through them. And then you take the breast out and marinate it and cook it. I mean, this is impossible, this liquefying of the organs, unless they had Ebola and they don't have any disease. This is a real whodunit mystery here. What do you think's going on, John? Do you think Al-Qaeda did it?
I was joking, about the gunfire and thinking that they would, you know, just masses would die of heart attacks. That's just absolutely ludicrous. But anyway, what I think did it, I think the chemtrails are doing it. If you want my honest opinion, they're spraying aluminum oxide, barium and strontium into the atmosphere. You can test the snow on Mount Shasta and find it. You can test it in, 'cause that's the water supply for Northern California. and you can test it. There's been several places that it's been tested, and of course, you know, when they get caught, they claim they're not doing it. They're just planning to do it, or they say that, well, you know, maybe we're trying to prevent global warming or whatever excuse they can. But, you know, the real reason, you know, the real motivation is absolutely that they want to do damage to the health of the average American
person.
Well,
they're a bunch of chicken neck eugenics lunatics like John P. Holdren. I mean, they put on TV ads. I had an article about this yesterday, didn't get to it, where they're now airing other ads where they're blowing kids up in school. They don't accept carbon taxes, where people are murdered. I mean, they're really pumping this anti-human view. And I understand Max is angry about real, you know, legitimate decadence that's disgusting to all of us. But, I mean, I think empowering and uplifting humanity is the answer. I appreciate your call, John. Max, what do you see as the big trends in 2011? I mean, really getting mining down into brass tacks. What do you think the best investments are from a Max Kaiserian perspective?
Well, you know, just to follow up, you know, right now in the Southern Ocean in Antarctica, the Sea Shepherd, which is a group of conservationists, are doing battle against Japanese whalers. Now, they've taken the fight right to the Japanese whalers on behalf of their clients, as they call them, the whales. That's the kind of direct action needed to protect the animal species, because the animal species, as Einstein said about the bees, you know, Einstein made a very famous quote about the bee population.
Mm-hmm.
If the bee population were to go extinct, humans would become extinct within, I think he said, something like 2 or 3 years. And this is what we're talking about. The bees cross-fertilize the agricultural products, and Monsanto is never going to come up with the synthetic food to replace the entire ecosystem that's been in place for millions of years that we rely on for life. And direct action, like Captain Paul Watson of the Sea Shepherd in the Southern Ocean is doing right now. They've got a brilliant show about this on Animal Planet that they have every year now for 4 or 5 years. They document his fight with the Japanese whalers. He's taking direct action to defend the whales. We need to defend these animals.
Well, I do agree that wiping out the elephants and the whales is abhorrent, but then they just get everybody upset with Animal Planet and then turn loose the local animal police on you who come and, you know, take your dog and euthanize it because it's barking. I mean, you know, there's a more sophisticated propaganda going on here.
If you look at the individual cells of, you know, dog ownership and people have pets and it's and the city that's divided into various wardens in you know, America, that you can't compare that to the ecosystem of the globe and humanity's history on this globe. There is a symbiotic relationship between people and the environment. And you can't synthetically wedge yourself in between you and the environment with these synthetic food products and synthetic intellectual products without causing incredible species-wide dangerous situations like we're having now. Entire species are going extinct, and one of those species is called human. The human species is at risk of going extinct. The planet will continue. The planet is indifferent to our plight. But if we don't want it, if we don't want to stay on this planet, we're going to lose it because we're just giving the corporations, as we say, the power to pollute without any accountability.
Well, more than pollution.
To make short-term profits,
yeah,
to pay themselves
Max, more than pollution.
To buy toys at the end of the year, Tiffany's jewelry,
sure.
But they have no consideration for the general well-being of the population at all. It's not a factor on the balance sheet. It's not a factor in their corporate charter. It's not a factor in their annual report. They are psychopathic, out-of-control entities that are at war with the natural world, and we will not survive if you've got multi-hundred-billion-dollar corporations at war against our ecosystem.
Sure, Max, I need to put something in here, though. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I mean, it's common sense, much of it. The issue is they are very intelligent and know that, so they've cornered the market and control the environmental movement, and the mega corporations that own the media spew a environmental-oid version of what you're saying that gives them more power to divert off into environmental solutions that don't actually fix anything, which you agreed with earlier. I mean, you understand that's going on. But my bigger issue is not even so much pollution. I don't want to drink it. I don't want to breathe it. I know ultimately that it bioaccumulates in Homo sapiens sapien, top of the food chain. We're getting people getting Alzheimer's at 25. I understand this is really bad, bioaccumulation of heavy metals. But the Earth can deal with that. What it can't deal with is some type of mishap, which the physicists admit could happen with a strange lid or other things, with the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider, or with the genetic engineering. I mean, those are the areas where I've really done the study, and it's a mathematical probability that the more they do this, just open and wildly, the closer we are to not becoming a type 1 civilization.
Okay, well, so the issue is, how do you avoid becoming like a whack-a-mole situation? Because as you know, when you attack one of these guys, they pop up somewhere else. And what I've been saying all along is, if you go up the food chain and you find out who's funding these guys, that takes you to the banks. And then you look at the banks and you say, well, how can we attack the banks? And that's what ended up with the crash J.P. Morgan buy silver campaign, because we analyzed the situation. We said, who's funding these New World Order corporate no-good-nicks? We figured out it was the banks, and there is one bank that is particularly vulnerable, J.P. Morgan, its silver position, and that resonated with people around the world. As you know, hundreds of videos have been made. People have been buying silver, and there's very little of it around. There's only maybe $20 billion worth of silver available for purchase, which is a fantastically small amount. And as my interview on this week's show said, David Morgan, for every physical ounce you take off the market, you are killing 100 paper ounces on the balance sheet of the bank. So that's my thought in terms of how to cut the head of the snake. The head of the snake, instead of playing whack-a-mole and just saying they're doing this bad and this bad and this bad, they all come down funding from the banks. And the banks.
Well, sure, Max. I mean, I had you on the show to launch all that, but I mean, at the same time, it's good to go after big heads of the Hydra, but you've also got to wake up the general population of the wider paradigm, or you cut off one big head, a J.P. Morgan Chase. If you haven't cut the heart out, it's just going to regenerate another, slathering head that you've got to deal with.
But my thought on that is what we lack are a number are wins. What I would call a win. What I would call, a touchdown.
Yeah, but what do you call a win? We blew that fake carbon credit tax thing out of the water and proved that their whole climate change thing is a fraud. You don't believe that because I think you've invested in it. Kind of like, and none of us are perfect, you kind of believed in Obama up front. I mean, maybe, Max, I respect you, think you're a smart guy. We all have different perspectives, but maybe some of us that don't totally agree with you, maybe we got a few brain cells too,
Well, the win that I would put in the column in the last 6 months would be the TSA scandal, because clearly through public pressure, that looks like a big win.
Yeah, another torpedo we launched here on this show.
The thing is another issue, but the TSA, I would say, is definitely a win. The Obama deception, brilliant film, you're right. I gave Obama the benefit of the doubt, and it turns out that the Obama deception film that you made was dead on accurate. The guy is a total puppet of the banking system. But I guess I misspoke by saying you don't have any wins. What I'm saying is that it would be nice to take down a $150 billion corporation, a major win. Let's put it that way, a big score, because these guys are scoring heavily against us. I'd love to see us really take down a $150 billion corporation. That would give everyone so much positive energy, and it would just get so much momentum behind that. Then we can then go after some of these other guys. But if we get that big win, Alex, I think it will just energize folks so much.
Sure, I totally agree. I mean, the TSA thing is a big win because it just showed us we can stand up and say no and that we're the majority and we have common sense. That's just one battle. We haven't won that war. I think your silver thing's a great idea, and it's got titanic legs. And it's really scaring the system. And I think overall a lot of positive things are starting to happen, Max. And, that's why I try to bring on the Ron Pauls and the Max Kaisers and the Jesse Venturas and countless others. And because I see so much understanding, so many different perspectives, that together are moving in the right direction. It doesn't mean we're all on the exact same page, but we're certainly not part of this cold-blooded, corporate, globalist, dehumanizing Borg. We're definitely moving away from that together and then having a spirited debate on the way. And by the way, the top link on Infowars.com just went up there is Max's brand new TV show, Kaiser Report, Monsanto and the Seeds of Evil. And what is that, like a 30-minute report, Max?
26 brilliant minutes of exciting television.
Absolutely.
No, and I'm not trying to belittle anyone's efforts here. I'm just saying that when I see birds falling out of the sky and thousands of fish washing up on the shore and the bee population going extinct, I'm just thinking the timeline is getting awfully close. I mean, how close do we want to cut this? Because it looks like
Max, I've done the research. They are trying to cause an environmental collapse to then offer a great green tyranny on top of it, and then they believe they can remake anything in their image through the genetic engineering. I had an IBM person tell me once that there is no such thing as a genetic malfunction because humans came from the earth, and so we can do whatever we want, and then it's part of a natural mutation because we did it. I mean, we are in crisis. Everybody can feel it in their gut, see it intellectually. I'm going to come back and play a key video, The Madness of a Lost Society, Part 2. Very powerful. Max, we really appreciate you joining us. God bless you. Let me say bye to you during the break. Key new video coming up. Stay with us. Up on InfoWars.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We warned you that something was wrong.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
That investigations were needed.
Amazing, incredible that you were, for the third time today.
That our liberties were under attack. that the very fabric of our republic was being ripped apart.
Report suspicious activity.
And as a nation, we turned our back on our values, our principles, and our moral obligations. We allowed torture, we encouraged war, and we slept well as our nation was raped.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve's discount.
Tell us who they are.
No.
Now, the day of reckoning is nearly upon us, and still, we warn you.
We're heading for a hyperinflationary depression.
This is the madness of a lost society. Final warnings.
Well, we're heading for hyperinflation. The hard choices should have been made years ago.
The Federal Reserve is borrowing $100 billion every 30 days.
You could cut every penny of government spending, except for Social Security and Medicare, and you'd still be in deficit.
The end game is everybody has zero purchasing power currency.
Does this scare you? It ought to scare the pants off of you.
The U.S. will be defaulting on its debt in the next 5 years because the numbers are so staggering.
The world is going to go into a hyperinflationary depression everywhere.
We have to have the deficit under control now if we want to avoid a hyperinflation. It's not going to happen.
And there will be a global run to hard assets, and it has already begun.
I'm not saying this to scare you. Quite to the contrary.
The government doesn't have the ability to raise taxes to pay for its needs, so what it does is it prints money. It gives you inflation, eventually hyperinflation. The U.S. dollar becomes worthless.
I want you to prepare and spare yourself heartache and save your dinner table. That's the only reason I'm telling you these things, not to keep you awake at night.
My contention now is that we're beyond control, we're beyond containment.
The world has never seen what they're going to see.
People ask me this, well, you know, when is it all going to start? But the question I ask you in return is, what's it going to take for you to notice it's happening?
There's nothing they can do to prevent a hyperinflation here at an ultimate economic collapse. They know it.
The elite want America to collapse. I have been told this.
They're just buying time. They're trying to push the bad news off as far as they can into the future.
Would you like to know exactly what's going to happen so that you can spare your assets?
Because the fact of the matter is, it's already unraveling.
The deficit of $4 to $5 trillion. Let's say the government wanted to resolve the issue of taxes. It could raise personal income taxes to take 100%. Of individual income, it could take 100% of corporate profits, and it'd still be in deficit.
If you look at the price of silver, for example, the low in silver was around $7 an ounce during the 08 crisis. Silver recently touched $30. There is no explanation for the move in silver outside of a global move away from the dollar. And that is absolutely happening. It's happening right now.
As interest rates rise, the interest expense goes up, causing a bigger deficit, causing the government to borrow more, causing the Federal Reserve to do additional quantitative easing, further debasing the dollar and ultimately meaning higher gold and silver prices.
The dollar is going to have a severe sell-off at some point here, a panic sell-off, and along with that, you're going to see a sharp spike in precious metals as they tend to preserve the purchasing power of the dollars that go into them.
The how-to stuff is actually pretty simple. You want to own energy, agriculture, and sound money.
He said, get out of anything that is paper. Now, do you realize what that means?
Unfortunately, my experience has been people won't take simple steps to protect themselves because they can't imagine the future changing as much as it's going to.
You've got to make preparations right now.
This quantitative easing, the official debasement of the U.S. dollar, is beginning to have its effect.
If you look at the amount of money that's been created over the last 5 years, to accomplish a 10% gold-backed currency, the price of gold would have to be around $10,000 an ounce.
There's nothing they can do that's going to turn this economy around. Shy of shutting down the entitlement system, there's nothing they're going to do to prevent the hyperinflation.
The madness of a lost society, the rest of it is at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.